Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Alice Arrett, and this podcast is called Independent Sales, Stories from the Road. And my goal in working with this podcast is to help you understand a little bit more about working with independent sales teams, how to find those folks, keep them, motivate them, and make sure that they're selling well for you. So if that's the topic that you're interested in, I'm so glad you're here. My company is called RepRite. You can find us online if you'd like. It's www.reprite.com. And, of course, we always welcome you there. It is my pleasure to talk to you a little bit today about ways to motivate your independent sales team. And in particular, I have three ways that I think are good ways I'd like to share with you, kind of tell you some ideas, and one way that I don't think works very well. And I thought maybe that would be good for us to discuss as well. So brief podcast today, just enough to maybe cover some highlights and get you thinking in that direction. So let's talk about what motivates a team. There are three things that I think are particularly good ways to motivate your sales team. And they're probably not what you think. The first one, when you're talking about independent sales reps, traditionally what that means is people who are typically not co-located with you, they're in different disparate geographic areas, so you're working with a virtual team, and they usually work alone. Alone or in small groups. They're usually not part of a big company. There are a few exceptions to that. But in general, independent sales reps work by themselves. And that gets, not surprisingly, that gets really lonely. If you know very many independent sales reps, they'll tell you that it gets, it's hard after a while when you work by yourself. You may be selling well, you have great clients, but you don't have a lot of water cooler chat. And while independents often are very meat and potatoes kind of people. They're get-to-the-point people. There's still just a human need to talk to people about what's going on, and that is often in very low supply for an independent sales rep. He often doesn't need that much of it either, but there's usually just virtually none. And so I can tell you that one of the things that I've found that is really successful in working with an independent sales team or independent sales representative is to make a point of reaching out to him, not waiting for him to contact you, but reaching out to him or to her and to ask specifically for his or her opinion on something that matters. So maybe the sales rep has sold for you for a few months, they're doing well, and you put it in your calendar that on the third Thursday of the month, you're going to call them. And you're not setting up an appointment, you're not reviewing his progress, you're not there for something else, you're there to ask his or her opinion on something that matters. So maybe you call and you say, hey, Susie, hey, congratulations. Looks like you had some good success last week. I want to talk to you about something else today. We have a new product that is coming out. We've always had the XZ100 model, and now we're going to have the XZ200 model. And I am not sure which pricing structure I like for that. Should I price it at the $100 or the $200 point? Da-da-da. Here's why I think one works. Here's why I think the other works. What do you think? And then be quiet and let them tell you. They may tell you something you already know. If they do, you don't say, great, yeah, I already know, thanks a lot, bye. You say, interesting, thank you for that viewpoint. You don't have to say, yeah, I already figured that out. And it's also really fairly possible that they'll tell you something you didn't know about the product or about the pricing, but you're not calling to say, tell me how I'm doing, tell me about the company. You're asking for something that is of value to you, where their opinion is of value to you about something that you both share, like a product or a release that's coming out or a different brand strategy or a marketing strategy or an ad campaign, something that the rep benefits from as well. You're asking his opinion or her opinion one-on-one. You're not sending a blast email and say, hey, if you have a thought, tell me what you think. You're talking to them one-on-one. And I think you'll find if you do that, you get an awful lot of really great feedback. And you get really positive vibes. Your reps are going to be really happy about that. Number one thing, easiest way to motivate your sales team is to get them engaged. And that is a super easy, cheap, fast, easy to duplicate way to do that. And I strongly recommend it. The second thing that I suggest that you do, and this one is not free necessarily, but it's also not crazy expensive, is that you do something that shows that you invest in them. Now, we know when the independent sales rep comes to work with you or represent your product or service, they are supposed to bring their sales skills with them. You're supposed to have to teach them how to sell. You may have to teach them product, but you shouldn't have to teach them how to sell and how to do their craft. That does not mean, however, that they don't appreciate it if you assist with that. So, for example, if there's a sales training program that you particularly like and you're buying it for your W-2 salaried sales team, or you've seen it in another environment and you think it would work for them, maybe you offer that. There's no rule that says you can't offer an investment into a 1099 sales force. It just means you don't have to do that. But if you want to show that you care about them and get them motivated, offer them something that maybe improves their craft. Another thing you can do is assist with them in going to trade shows where either you're displaying or trade shows where we just want to improve our brand awareness. It sounds like you feel really good, but it's a positive feeling when you know the company that you represent is willing to invest in you in that sort of a way. Another thing you can do is offer to bring them to the headquarters, meet everybody if that hasn't happened. Although most sales reps are willing to do that on their own, but sometimes that's another thing you can do. Or you can do something much simpler. You can buy them a book on your industry. Hey, I brought that, ran across this book, Fred, and I thought it would be really helpful for you because it's a really good primer on industry, whatever it is that we work with. I thought you might find that interesting. If that's all, $20 on a book, something you thought you would find interesting. That says, that translates to, the company is interested in me. You know, this principal likes me. They think I have value. And that's what's important. Otherwise, you send them a podcast link and say, hey, I listened to a podcast. I thought of you when I listened to it. I thought you might enjoy that. It doesn't have to be expensive. It's lovely if it is. But what really you're doing is finding things that are saying, hey, I thought about you, and I thought about you in a positive way, and I'm going to offer this thing to you. And I think you'll find that that's a particularly good motivator. The third thing you can do is set up a group goal for all of your sales teams. And I like it when the goal is not about a specific guy. So it's not, Fred, if you sell 10,000 units next month, you get X bonus. You can do that, and sometimes that works. But I think what you'll find is a real motivator for the whole team is if you say, hey, guess what, whole team, for next quarter, if you hit $1 million in sales or whatever your metric is that you want, then here's what's going to happen. I need you to work together on this, but if you all hit this goal, then here's the thing that you're going to get. And I think that produces a great outcome. That needs to be an aggressive goal if you do that, but also an attainable goal. If the most you've ever sold is $500,000 in a quarter and you're asking for them to sell $5 million in a quarter, it's probably not going to happen. And so that's not motivating. But if you ask them to, you know, to stretch a little bit, the most you've ever done is $500,000 and you ask them to get to $750,000, that's something that people can maybe see their way to be able to do. And you want to make the benefit or the compensation or whatever you're offering them in kind for that. So, you know, if you're asking them to really stretch and the bonus is they get a $50 gift card, not sure you're going to get what you want. Make sure if you're asking them to do a stretch goal as a team where they have to work together to achieve it, that everybody on the team gets something that's truly valuable to those team members. So those are three ideas for ways to motivate a team. The fourth thing I want to talk about is the thing that isn't particularly motivating in just as a standalone entity, and that's money. People say money, they're salespeople, of course money motivates them. And in its truest form, of course, that's true. But with independent sales reps, if you've negotiated the compensation appropriately, the commission structure and how they work together with you to achieve that commission well up front, then going back and saying, hey, if you sell three more by the end of the week, I'll send you $100, that tends not to be very motivating. If you say, hey, if you sell, you know, X more next year, your commission percent will go up by 2%, or you'll hit a bonus of $5,000 for the year, or something substantive, then that truly can be motivating. But money as a simple solution to drive short-term sales, especially small amounts of money, hey, make $50, do this thing, that tends to be maybe incentivize the kind of sales reps that aren't going to be the people that are going to work best for you long term. So money is great. Everybody loves money. But I think money is misused as a motivator for independent sales reps often. It's used as a way to, you know, attempt to achieve short-term action with very small amounts of cash, outlays of cash. When we see that, we tend to hear things from sales reps like, I'm really no interest in doing that. I don't know why they're offering that. It's a diversion. It can really get people off track. So if you offer money, substantive money, over a period of time, well above what they're doing with their standard commissions, and in a way that they can really plan on seeing that cash. If you want something more short-term, I think those other three motivational ways that we discussed are things that are probably going to help you see a better return in the short term. I hope that's helpful. I hope those ideas are good for you and for your team, and I wish you all the luck. Come back and find us, Independent Sales Stories from the Road. Love to have you listen to and comment on our podcast. Thank you so much.